All right, everybody, Ubisoft just ended, and to be nice, I guess we could call Ubisoft's conference lackluster, mediocre. Think of other words to describe Ubisoft. Mr. Caffeine, let's start off with that. They started out with Rayman Origins, which was an amazing way to start the conference. Rayman Origins looks really good. The art looks great. It's one of those like 2D games that you just see and you're like, man, this. I love HD. I love being able to play this stuff because it's just gonna look so great, like playing on your HD TV at home and whatever. And showed like a really awesome variety of levels. Like there was a snow level, there was underwater, there was like a flying level. You had a level in the jungle. And it's just like it felt like Rayman. There was the co-op stuff that they showed looked fun. It just looked really great. Like I love Rayman. I used to play Rayman like when I was younger, and now that we're getting like when they announced Rayman Origins last year, I was really excited. Then it just kind of disappeared, and I got worried that it was canceled. But now it's back. It's a retail game. What they showed looks amazing. Probably some of the best stuff that we've seen today. Like. That and Tomb Raider, I would say right now, probably up there for with some of the best stuff I've seen today that I can think of just off of the top of my head. After Rayman, though, they brought out Mr. Caffeine, which immediately reminded me of Cammy Dunaway from Nintendo's conferences a few years back. Just that like super excitement, like we're gonna hear, we're, I'm here, we're gonna talk about video games and. And he, it was very clear that he was annoying everybody, pretty fast. But they showed a lot of like not even just looking at notes. I can't even remember what they showed after that. Like, there was like Driver. They showed a trailer for that. They showed like the Ghost Recon thing. They showed, Rocksmith. They showed Just Dance 3. And it's just none of it looked. I mean, I don't know. None of it looked great. They talked about Trackmania 2, which I played Trackmania like a bit on the PC. That game is crazy and pretty fun. So I would say Trackmania 2 probably is going to be pretty awesome for fans of that series or that game. Not really a series, but then they ended on Assassin's Creed Revelations, and man, that game looks pretty awesome as well as Rayman. It was kind of the sequence of Ezio. He looks very old now. He's in his 50s. I think that's what they were saying. Very extreme. He's showing his age, but he's running across these like boats that are catching fire and breaking apart. And at one point, he grabs this like cannon that's a flamethrower and starts taking out these ships. And he's running across, like he's running through like. Flames jumping from ship to ship, and it looks great. It very much reminded me of the first footage that they showed from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood last year at Ubisoft's conference. First footage that we saw of that game was again, Ezio running through this certain area of towards the beginning of the game, and like lots of action going on, lots of stuff like blowing up, and just a lot like. Just kind of a short burst of like a lot of action taken from the game to kind of get you pumped up, and it was very similar kind of fashion in that way. But it looked great. They showed like some CG stuff, which the CG is it's pretty awesome as well. But the gameplay looked great. There's like a zip line now that he's using. They showed off a few new weapons. Still looks like Assassin's Creed, so they're not changing too much. But that game looks pretty awesome. So basically, I mean, Ubisoft, the only thing that honestly matters is Rayman and Assassin's Creed and Trackmania, if you like Trackmania. And, well, they talked about, like, Questmania and Shootmania as well, but they didn't really go into detail. But that was basically it. Sony is next. Sony's in about an hour. And I am, for obvious reasons, super pumped for Sony, but. I'll be back after Sony and give some impressions there. We'll talk to you later.